This is Jefferson Public Radio. I'm Eric Thiel. Welcome to another live session, a special one here for the Folk Show. I am joined by a rather large group once again. The entirety of the Bee Eaters are here. It's Tristan and Tashina Claridge and Simon Chrisman, and they are joined in the studio by Daryl Anger and Emmy Phelps. Welcome to all of you.
Yeah.
Well,
thanks for having us. Thank you. We're happy to
have all been here in different configurations over the years, but never as one big group, so this is a nice treat for us. It's been a while for each of you individually since your last visit, so bring me up to speed, bring us up to speed on what has been going on since you were last in.
Wow. Well, I've been, this is Daryl speaking here, and I've been teaching away at Berklee College of Music out in Boston, churning out the young talent, and they are definitely starting to cover the universe. It's been great. Took a break from that, and we're out here on the West Coast. I'm here with my musical partner, Emmy Phelps, who is singing up a storm. Emmy just got back from an amazing artist residency in Wyoming. She can tell you about that. I have just been residing all over the place and working, playing music, et cetera, the usual.
And Emmy, there are quite a few people around these parts that are familiar with you.
Oh, I am familiar with quite a few people around these parts, and it's always so heartful to come back to Ashland and see people, and it's great for me to be able to play and see all the wonderful faces that I know and love.
And home nowadays for you is where?
Home nowadays for me is in the Boston area.
Gotcha. Simon, Tashina, it's been a while since the last Bee Eaters record. It's been roughly 4 years.
Five.
You're generous. Has been a little while, yeah.
And in that interim of not only not being a new record, there was also like an official sort of downtime for the band, right, where you just kind of regenerate a bit. What is on the horizon for the Bee Eaters in terms of new music?
There are certainly some new tunes that we'll be playing on this tour. And we've all been working, as usual, on the music camps that Tristan and Tashina especially run throughout the year. A lot of different things like that.
Simon is gradually running more and more of them. He's loath to admit it.
Right.
But we've been working quite a lot on those sorts of things. So I guess, as Daryl was saying, also teaching quite a bit and trying to spread music around. And we're excited while we're here in Ashland to get to work with Duane Whitcomb and his students and have them come and guest with us on a song that Emmy's going to sing.
Yeah, so. Yeah. Duane Whitcomb's orchestra, his string orchestra, consisting of people. Well, I guess if you added all their heights end to end, they'd probably equal all our heights. You know, but there's going to be about 20 or 30 super great kids, you know. So yeah, it's going to be great to see.
The Bee Eaters are my guests today live on Jefferson Public Radio with special guests Daryl Anger and Emmy Phelps with them. They are all together for a short West Coast swing. We'll talk about some other things that are upcoming soon, including a holiday-themed concert, a couple of concerts, if I understand correctly. What do you guys want to play first in the studio?
Oh.
Wow. How about we do some music of our people? And this is Daryl talking, and Emmy and I, we go back a little ways to the previous century. Not that you guys don't, actually. But we're good.
Way to rub it in.
Yeah. You know, in about 100 years, you guys will be, the proportions of our age will be more with parity, but at the point where at this point we're about double you guys' ages, and I'm talking to, of course, the Bee Eaters. We'd like to play start with a tune that was a big hit in our teens, and now it's passed into the realm of traditional music because it's so old. But great Jimmy Webb composition entitled "The Wichita Lineman," and you know it's a traditional tune when it's got "the" in front of it.
I drive the
It's music from the Bee Eaters, Daryl Anger, Emmy Phelps, all live in the JPR studios tonight on The Folk Show. They've all got records. None of them are brand spanking new, but all of them were within the last couple of years. There is Oddfellows Road, the latest offering from the Bee Eaters. Is it pronounced E-N-A? Is that accurate?
Eanda.
Yeah. Daryl Anger's latest release, and Look Up, Look Down, the most recent release from Emmy Phelps. I understand we talked just before the tune that there are some new tunes, but is there a new record coming from the Bee Eaters at some point?
We've thought about it. We aren't sure when it's going to come. We want to be sure that it's exactly what we want it to be when we do it. So I guess, you know, we're trying to take a cue from Gillian Welch and David Rawlings and maybe release an album like every decade or
yeah.
so.
Well, I was going to ask before the tune, you know, for some performers, for some musicians, I guess I would say, live performance is the bread and butter. For other musicians, the recording of records and the selling of records is sort of bread and butter. You guys also juggle so much teaching. Is it hard to manage that milieu of all of those different directions that your careers are taking you? And how do you give weight to one and not to the other? And which is the most important?
In a word, yes. It is yes. hard. But, you know, it's a great problem to have. You know, it's to have a lot to do is better than sitting around, of course, twiddling your thumbs, wondering why nobody's calling you on the phone or something.
Yeah.
So it's great. You know, we are all, you know, really committed to teaching. I mean, he's been a teacher for many years. Well, we all have been teachers for many years. And it's just such a deep part of what we do that I can't imagine life not doing that. When you're successful, teaching really takes up a lot of time and energy. But we're just, you know, doing the best we can to open up time to be creative also
and to do it
ways.
Emmy, there was a fairly lengthy period of time for you when music was a bit on the back burner. And if my understanding of the timeline is correct, your youngest is now college aged. Are you now back in music full time?
I am back in music full time and writing, recording.
We're glad to have you, by the way.
Well, I'm glad to be here.
Yeah. I mean, how long was it that music was, I guess, is hobby an accurate word to say? I mean, you were busy being a mom,
right?
I
would say that, you know, I was a teacher for many, many years. And yes, I was a mom for many, many years.
Still are.
And I continued to play for sanity's sake.
Because
that is what I loved.
Area.
Yeah, and working with people around the area. That's how I met Tashina and Tristan.
Yeah.
I was on, you know, my very first recording many years ago.
And Daryl, your latest project, there are always many, it seems, that you're involved in off and on. The Furies, which is seemingly like another group that was formed out of the ether in order to make room for more great young players.
Kind of is, yeah. I guess we could have called it the Republic of Strings, but it just seemed like a very cool. The Furies is shorter, you know, it's easier to fit on a poster. And it's kind of funny if you line up the two names, you know, Daryl Anger and the Furies, it just, you know, oh, okay.
Yeah. Well, one thing that's kind of always struck me about the kind of music you all make and the groups that you are all a part of off and on is the off and on part of it, because it seemed like the Furies might have had a constant lineup, but then I'm looking at some of the other performances that the Furies did and it's completely different. There's so much interchanging going on among the incredible crop of players and now an entirely new generation. Is there much, I don't know if ownership is the right word, but the concept that this band is this group of people and this band is that group of people, or is it just music making on the whole? And if you have an avenue to release a record or to do a show, so be it. You just go with it.
Yeah. Well, you know, I have been bands that were very set, you know, as far as personnel. Actually, I have a group called Mr. Sun that is, you know, it wouldn't be Mr. Sun without the people that are in it. And of course, you know, if you go back through the years, the one thing I've learned in you know, 50 years of being in the music business is that things are going to change and people are going to come in and out. So that's not as big an issue as it might have been, you know, 20 or 30 years ago. But it does allow, you know, if you get the brilliant youngsters, you know, they are kind of on their way to something, you know, they're like moving in and out of life stages and phases. And so it's really fun to kind of watch them come in and then move out. I'm thinking specifically right now of somebody like Brittany Haas, for instance, who came to work for me when she was 14. And now she's touring the country with David Rawlings, and she's in a bunch of different groups. She's indispensable to any group she's in. It's just really nice to see people like that go place. Of course, Tristan also, this, you know, just to speak of somebody that's who went on to play with the Bee Eaters, but Crooked Still, and so he's also makes himself indispensable, as do everybody here in the room. But I think as far as the Furies go, that, you know, what is going to be consistent is myself and Emmy. You know, that's kind of our vehicle.
Well, how many current projects, officially or even maybe unofficially, how many current projects would you say each of you are involved in?
Oh, goodness.
This fall/winter.
Does that include ripping the roof off your community center?
I was just about to say, I had a couple thoughts to share, and one was just that, yeah, I've taken some time this fall to not do that many projects. I mean, I am part of, you know, there, I could probably, you know, four or five things that, like, I commonly play with people doing, yeah, and other one-offs that are just super fun. But, yeah, the day before yesterday, I was on the roof of the community center, and I had a pitchfork, and it was good and sharp. And it was definitely an all-day project. It was kind of like going to the gym and getting worked out by a professional trainer for 8 hours instead of 30 minutes. Yeah. And it was so fun. I had a great time. But I've been taking some time to practice, because that hasn't been something I really felt like I had enough time for, and to set up a really nice home situation. Mm. And so I'm planning to get back into more touring kind of gig kind of situations, like, you know, in the next upcoming seasons, maybe not in the fall. Yeah. But I was thinking, the thing I wanted to share was, I was thinking about, you know, like you asking Daryl about bands, and Daryl talking about, you know, the young musicians. And it's kind of it's this beautiful lineage of people, because when we were 13 or however young we were, you know, we would go and we'd take lessons from Daryl, and, you know, think, well, wow, if we could, like, you know, if we could make those kind of sounds, wouldn't that be so fun? And we'd go home and we'd practice. And so for Simon and Tristan and I, you know, Daryl's really been a mentor to us, having known him for a long time. And then it goes on down the line. And really, in terms of teaching, it's like, I feel like teaching is an important thing to me, not as a career choice. So for me, it's like, it's an adjunct or like a side complement to being a musician. It's like, it feels like an important, necessary thing,
yeah,
to share.
An integral part of it.
Yeah, as you go along, to share what you know with the people who are coming after you. Yeah.
Teaching with no books.
There might be a book or two.
The Bee Eaters, Daryl Anger and Emmy Phelps, are my guests tonight on The Folk Show here on Jefferson Public Radio. Will you play us another?
Yeah.
What's next?
Something from way back in the Bee Eaters repertoire, a tune that Wes Corbett wrote called Daniel.
That is Daniel. It's the Bee Eaters, Daryl Anger, Emmy Phelps, all packed into the JPR studios for a special live session on the Folk Show. Daryl, you've got a holiday midwinter thing coming up, if I understand correctly.
Oh, yeah. Emmy and I are doing a little Christmas thing, and that's going to include Tristan.
Will you be anywhere Simon. Near us, or where's the nearest?
The closest we're going to get on that is going to be Eugene.
All right.
And we are playing a relatively new venue there in Eugene, and we're hoping they're still, you know, aware of us, but I think it's going to happen. And that's going to be the 18th of December. We're playing up there, and we're still keeping it in the fam, as they say.
Well, you mentioned Wesley Corbett, who wrote that tune that you just did, Daniel. So Wesley Corbett, the Hargreaves siblings.
Well, that's Jacob, that was 2 years in a row.
Emmy. And I'm just thinking, there's a lot of talent coming out of Oregon.
Incredible.
Oh yeah, no kidding.
What's the deal? Like, why?
Well, you got to blame, you know, Tristan and Tashina for some of that. You know, I mean, they have been going up and down the West Coast for the last 20 years, sowing the seeds of music. And what's really interesting is to see these kids come to places like Berkeley and the East Coast, you know, after being on the West Coast. There's a whole West Coast sound, a West Coast fiddle sound that Tristan and Tashina are as responsible for as anybody, more really responsible for than anybody. So that is an amazing thing. They've created a huge community of musicians and music that they'll probably take over the world in a couple of years. Yeah.
Well, I'm really glad you said that because, you know, Daryl, you've been making music 40 years-ish. You know, Simon, Tashina, you guys have been making music now for way over a decade. Who are the next people that we're going to start hearing from on a national level?
Well, I mean, I feel like there are a lot of people in the generation that would maybe be attending Berkeley that that are really up and coming, and they're just hitting the scene. Mm-hmm. And I haven't been there at the school as much as Daryl could speak more to that.
Yeah, well, certainly like Molly Tuttle, who just graduated from Berkeley last year. She's coming really on strong.
See, this is our sneak preview, which is why I'm asking. I've been at the station 20 years, and when you see the very first record come out from Jordan Tice, you see the very, you know, on and on and on. It's like the very first Sarah Jarosz record that came out, and I remember when she was a student at one of those fiddle camps.
Yeah.
So you guys are giving us the sneak preview of who's next over the next couple of years, whose names we might start seeing.
Yeah. Well, certainly, Ethan Yojavitz, great bass player, one of the three bassists now that can sound like Edgar, one of them being Edgar. And Tatiana Hargreaves, of course, Alex's sister. Let's see, who else is that?
Incredible harpist, Mari.
Mari Campbell.
Shambill. Yeah. From Scotland, but at Scotland. Berkeley right now.
No, she's at Berkeley.
Quinn. Incredible. Quinn Bashand. Amazing.
Oh, yeah.
Little player can pick up.
Fantastic. Yeah.
Well, one quote that I came across in prepping for our conversation today was, I think, something, Daryl, that you said at one point, which is that the beauty of progressive string music is that fans on almost every level can play it, which certainly factors into the discussion that we just had about you all participating in teaching. They can play it at least a little bit because it's participatory art.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it's American chamber music. And, you know, when you have a fan base or an audience, really, it's not really fans necessarily, it's just a community of committed, you know, people who are, you know, knowledgeable in a very extreme way. It's sort of like custom cars, you know, not everybody, you know, is going to build a custom car, but they might, you know, work on a car, you know? So in a way, you know, the people that are on the stage at any given concert of this kind of music are sort of more like the R&D people, you know, or like the research and development wing of the community. You know, we're just, okay, well, here's some stuff we've been thinking about. Like, you guys try this when you get home and see what you think, you know. It's a very, you know, like the distance between the people on stage and the people in the audience is not that far.
Mm. Well, it's been a real pleasure to have all of you in at once tonight on the Folk Show. Thanks for coming in. My guests are the Bee Eaters, Daryl Anger and Emmy Phelps, all together.
Thanks. Great for being here.
Will you play us one more?
Yeah, absolutely.
What are you gonna finish with?
Oh, man. Let's play. Okay, this is Emmy's original tune that she wrote for Bob Evanick, I think, to play in Dobro.
It's supposed to be a Dobro duet.
Yeah. So it turned
out
to
be a fiddle frenzy. It
turned out to be a Cajun dance party. Here it is, Down in the Hollow.
It's the Bee Eaters, Daryl Anger, Emmy Phelps, live tonight on Jefferson Public Radio. It's Tashina Claridge, Tristan Claridge, Simon Chrisman, Daryl Anger, Emmy Phelps. Guys, thanks again for coming by.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.